The Americans. Americans are a peculiar people. They work like mad, then give away much of what they earn. They play until they are exhausted and call this a vacation. They love to think of themselves as tough-minded businessmen, yet they are pushovers for any hard luck story. They have the biggest of nearly everything, including government, motor cars, and debts. Yet they are unafraid of bigness. They are always trying to chip away at big government, big business, big unions, big influence. They like to think of themselves as little people, average men, and they would like to cut everything down to their size. Yet they boast of their tall buildings, high mountains, long rivers, big states, the best country, the best world, the best heaven. They also have the most traffic deaths, the most waste, the most racketeering. When they meet, they are always telling each other, "Take it easy." Then they rush off like crazy in opposite directions. They play games as if they were fighting a war, and fight wars as if playing a game. They marry more, go broke more often, and make more money than any other people. They love children, animals, gadgets, mother, work, excitement, noise, nature, television shows, comedy, installment buying, fast motion, spectator sports, the underdog, the flag, Christmas, jazz, shapely women and muscular men, classical recordings, crowds, comics, cigarettes, warm houses in winter and cool ones in summer, thick beefsteaks, coffee, ice cream, informal dress, plenty of running water, do-it-yourself, and a work week trimmed to 40 hours or less. They crowd their highways with cars while complaining about the traffic, flock to movies and television while grumbling about the quality and the commercials, go to church but don't care much for sermons, and drink too much in the hope of relaxing, only to find themselves stimulated to even bigger dreams. There is, of course, no typical American, but if you added them all together and then divided by 226 million, they would look something like what this chapter has tried to portray. Excerpt from Why We Behave Like Americans by Bradford Smith.